of the United States to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Before I get an approval of the agenda, consent agenda, and the minutes, I'd like to amend the agenda and move item number 12 up to 6A, please, if that's okay. So if I could get a motion to approve the agenda, the amended agenda, the consent agenda, and the minutes from April 4th, please.
So moved.
Second. Okay, any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. All those opposed? Motion carried. All right. Does somebody want to take that recording? You want to?
Yep.
Somebody? Oh, Ian's going to grab it. Thank you. Ian. Any communications? Okay. All right. Any items from the public? Was there anything on the clipboard? Did anybody notice, Chris? I don't believe there probably is. I don't know who it would be.
Probably
not. Okay. Cheryl Hayward? Haywood, I mean.
Coming. There we go. Can you see me?
Yes.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
It's always so awesome. 7,000 square miles and everybody could see and hear. Good evening, Mayor D. Roberts and council members. Thank you for this opportunity to provide to you the 2021 State of Timberland Regional Library and several 2022 projects. Before I begin, I would like you to know your Pacific County Board of Trustees recently appointed is Toni Gwynn by the Pacific County Commissioners, and she is serving a 7-year term. Jenny Penoyer, as you know, is your Raymond Library Manager. She could not be here tonight as she's taking a well-deserved vacation. You should have received Timberland Regional Library's 2021 annual report, also available at trl.org, as well as a separate report focusing on Pacific County. Throughout 2021, TRL continued to innovate and adapt to changing needs, and staff demonstrated their nimbleness and adaptability to changing circumstances. And I would like to take this opportunity to publicly thank staff across the 5-county region for their continued resilience, collaboration, and can-do-itness. Here are the highlights of 2021 in Pacific County, and specifically in Pacific County, it's the City of Raymond. And for the City of Raymond, for the first time ever, our Board of Trustees allocated $125,000 plus very ample amount of our staff time, operational staff time, to help refresh the City of Raymond in partnership with the City of Raymond and in partnership with Mayor Toni Norton and with Eric Weiberg. We did a really great refresh. I don't know if you've had a chance to go see it yet. Complete paint, renovation of the chimney, reparations of the chimney, new flooring, new furniture, et cetera. And the other highlights in 2021 for all the counties, and that's Pacific, Thurston, Lewis, and Grays Harbor, Mason counties. Wi-Fi was upgraded at all 29 libraries and at our headquarters in Tumwater. We reclassified 13,000 picture books into 14 general themes so that toddlers and preschoolers and their caregivers can find new reading adventures more easily. We introduced talking picture books in English and in Spanish to listen and read along to that does not need a computer or a tablet or a phone. And these are called Vox books for children, V-O-X books for children. We also introduced Playaways. These are preloaded audiobooks for all ages. Again, no computer, no tablet or phone is needed. And we also launched something called Playaway Launchpads with content focusing on STEM and reading for birth to five. These all new formats are available at the Raymond Library. This is all new in addition to ongoing baby and toddler and family and bilingual story times available on Timberland's YouTube channel at trl.org. We added a lot of new online resources, too much to go into here. I want to just mention two very briefly. One is called ABC Mouse, and that's for early learning, ages 2 through 8. It's a resource for reading, math, and science. We've been offering this service in our libraries for many years. Now we're able to offer it outside the library via your phone or device at no cost to us. And then the second one I want to touch briefly upon is Press Reader. And Press Reader, with your library card and going to trl.org, you have access to 7,000 world newspapers and magazines from 120 countries in 60 different languages. We automated part of our internal processes in 2021. We introduced automated materials handling equipment at Lacey and Olympia Libraries and our headquarters. This was at a cost of about $700,000 to improve processing so that all of us can receive our physical materials more quickly. So instead of checking in an item one at a time, we're able to check in hundreds of items per day. And with that, we were able to free up staff so that we were able to open Lucky Day, what we call Lucky Day demonstration libraries. So Lucky Day, it's your lucky day if you walk in and it's a bestseller in multiple formats for all ages, a demonstration library demonstrating to us and to the public that it's needed. So that was at the West Olympia Timberland Library at the mall. Last summer, it opened for a 2-year lease. And the Hawks Prairie Timberland Library, which recently opened on February 18 of this year with a 3-year lease. Your library card from Timberland, even if you have it issued in Pacific County, is recognizable at all the 29 locations, including these two new ones. We installed in partnership with cities and counties and the U.S. Forest Service and different ports and hospitals, et cetera, Timberland Story Trails. These are walking outdoor trails. They're fun and engaging ways for families to combine a love of nature and a love of reading. And we continue, all 29 libraries continue to be connection sites in the WorkSource system. And that means that we connect both the job seeker to training and wraparound services, as well as small business owners with the services they need. Personally, I've been appointed by the county commissioners to serve as a member of the board of Pack Mountain. And that's the Pacific Mountain Workforce Development Council that oversees the same 5-county region. I'm currently serving my second 3-year term. And as a board member, I oversee the one-stop committee that oversees WorkSource and the model of WorkSource throughout the 5 counties. Now for Raymond usage, library card holders in 2021, there are 3,569 people with active library cards in Raymond. They checked out 28,855 physical items and downloaded from our OverDrive, which is e-books, e-audiobooks, and over 3,000 e-magazines. They downloaded 14,262 items. Beginning in 2022, we have new open hours for Pacific County, went up from 171 to 175 hours per week in the county. Raymond stays the same at 39 hours per week. And for the first time since 2009, the South Bend Timberland Library is now open on Mondays, 10 to 5. And of course, we have 5 libraries in Pacific County. One of them, Nacelle Timberland Library, today started a new service called Expanded Access Hours. So if you are a library card holder of the age 18 and over, you have an opt-in system where you can access this library from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily. This is also available at the McCleary Timberland Library that we started as a pilot in 2019. You can go to any one of your Timberland libraries to ask for this access. You will get a key card access to get in. And we are hoping on May 16th to open up Ocean Park, Hoodsport, and Packwood libraries with the same service. The reason why is because we cannot afford the staffing levels to be able to provide this level of service. And in survey after survey that we ask our users, they say that they want early morning hours, evening hours, and Sunday hours. I want to end by sharing a quote that paints the picture of what Timberland has provided to people, especially in the past 2 years. A library in the middle of a community is a cross between an emergency exit, a life raft, and a festival. They are cathedrals of the mind, hospitals of the soul, theme parks of the imagination. On a cold, rainy island, they are the only sheltered public spaces where you are not a consumer, but a citizen instead. Thank you for your time and thank you for this opportunity. Do you have any questions?
Thank you, Cheryl, very much. I appreciate you stopping in and sharing your information with us.
I appreciate you putting me more towards the top of the agenda.
My pleasure. Okay. No, there was no additional items. Anybody online that has anything from items from the public? Seeing none, we'll move on. Item number 7, Royal Heights Memorandum of Understanding Amendments to the Transfer Station Agreement. Do I hear a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Okay, any discussion? Okay, hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Oh, a late aye. No, I don't believe that was a no. So motion carried. Okay, I do not have the Raymond Theater contract. We searched for it today. Would you guys like to table that until the next meeting? Thank you. Okay, we'll table that until the next. Thanks. Northwest Carriage Museum contract renewal. And by the way, that was not Kayla's fault. That was my fault. Just not having enough time to view the packet before it got to you guys.
It's not up until the end of May.
Yeah, I think it's the end of May.
So. June 2022, I thought.
No, the theater contract.
Oh, the theater. Okay, yeah. Apologize.
Northwest Carriage Museum contract renewal. That one is not up until June, but we did receive a letter, and it is in your packet from the Carriage Museum requesting us to, they want to exercise their lease option through June 30th of 2032. Item number 5 is spelled out in the lease agreement from 2002. So it has already been 20 years. And so if we want, I can do a motion in a second and then discuss if you'd like. So do I hear a motion to approve the request? Okay. Should we just...
I want to have a bit of discussion.
Okay, we can just discuss then, no problem.
This is the entire lease?
Except for the only thing that's not attached is the gift letter that gifts the carriages. So yeah, that's it.
So I think they should have it for another 10 years. I think we should... update the lease.
Okay.
You know, it doesn't have any of the indemnification language. It doesn't have, our leases are a lot different.
Oh, yeah. Now. Considering that's 20 years ago.
Yeah.
For sure.
And so I don't have a problem with the terms of it. I think it's probably in both parties' best interest to get it on kind of the format we're on now, make sure the city attorney looks at it.
Okay.
That's my only comment.
Okay. So can you send that to me, to my email, and I will, I have some of that identification information from the bistro that I can put in there, see where else we maybe need to beef it up a little bit. And
yeah, that one or the farmer's market one, both of those have recently been done and have the stuff we need.
Okay.
And that's it.
Okay. So I'll just follow back up at the next meeting with maybe a little bit different lease, similar but different.
And so, they pay some of the utilities these days, right? I think they do.
I believe they do. I thought they paid all.
Either we pay the first part and they pay the overage, or we pay a set amount and they pay.
Yeah, and
but
you know,
there's one of those, and that should be in here.
Yes, and that should. And I believe it's a separate add-on.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Yeah. Yep.
We'll table this
Oh, we'll get it together, I promise. All right, so we'll table number 9 until the next meeting. Number 10, resolution 1276, which is authorizing investments of the city of Raymond monies in the local government investment pool, and this is removing Gretchen and adding Kayla. This is just one of the places that the city invests some money, not a significant amount, but to remove, this is the process that the state requires the city to use to remove Gretchen and add Kayla. It does, as Karen pointed out, it mentions a form, and the form I have here, it is filled out. It has some confidential information. It's not included in your packet. It is notarized by a notary. It provides all the banking information for the city and for the pool, because the money is wired back and forth between banks if and when the city decides to do a withdrawal or make a deposit. So I guess the council just has to trust that we're doing it the way it's supposed to be done. If we weren't, we would have known by now. So can I get a motion to approve Resolution 1276, investments into the local government investment pool?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you, guys. The next one, number 11, is it's called, they have actually changed their name. The paperwork says Optimere, but it is called Next Request. And it is a program company that manages public records requests. Right now, the city basically takes in public records requests through the city's website on a form that was created by the city. It gets emailed to Tia. Tia looks at it, prints it, starts an Excel spreadsheet for a roster, and then pretty much spends all of her time emailing back and forth, printing the emails for documentation, making sure that the public records requests are fulfilled and that we don't drop the ball. Public records requests have become a very, very controversial item within a city. AWC, until about 6 months ago, used to insure cities for lawsuits against public records requests. They no longer do that because they have discovered that the lawsuits are coming from negligence from the city or lack of follow through by the city, rather than just the requester making a mistake. It's the cities that are not following protocol. So the city of South Bend actually joined Next Request about almost a year ago, and I'm not promoting this just because South Bend does it, but I'm here to tell you that it has done an amazing job for us. It manages all of our requests. It documents everything in one spot. It tracks everything. When they request a document, you upload everything through Next Request. It shows when the recipient receives it. It documents that. It tells you when they open their emails. Everything is done through them. So you have a history of every single public records request that you do. When they request documents that potentially could be requested over and over again, say the budget or certain items, maybe that's kind of a poor example because they're on our website, but you know, maybe some items that become a hot topic that get requested over and over, they can be made public. So when somebody goes in and requests that particular document, it will pop up and say, though that information is already available and you can go to this request at this point in time and go get it without even making a request. It assigns a period of time as to when the city will get back to them based on what we tell it to. And then it will notify us, whoever would be Kayla, after a week. And then it's after 2 days away, 1 day away, it continues to notify you until that request is fulfilled. You have the ability to, when she gets it, and it actually should be Eric, she can send it off to Eric, but it still notifies her that Eric has it and it's still due in a certain period of time. It just has a lot of great functions. It redacts. You can set it up and you can tell it what to look for to redact, and it'll redact everything for you. No more sitting with your marker and marking out words that people are not supposed to see, and then going to photocopy it and then turn around and then scanning it and then emailing it. So it does everything for you. It even will quote the RCW as to why the information is redacted for you rather than you have to look it up. So it, and it, in here, the price is $6,990. It would be split over multiple departments. If we, they have an April incentive. So if we sign before the end of the month, we save $1,400. I can tell you that when the when South Bend signed up, it was $10,000. So it is substantially less than when we signed up. They have changed their pricing structure and what you get for your money. And it's basically $4,000 less than what we paid. So, but anyway, I need approval to, if you think that this is something that would benefit the city of Raymond, I'm all ears if you have questions.
So how many requests are we getting here for public records approximately?
Do you know where we are right now? Okay.
I mean, do we get a dozen? Do we get two dozen? 50?
I'm going to say she's got to be close to where I am. And we were probably close to 200 last year. And it also assigns numbers for you.
Yeah.
Everything, yeah. But you know, it's just hard to say. We have a frequent flyer. It just depends off if she's flying that at that particular time. So it could be really quiet, and then all of a sudden it could be, you know, you might not get one for 3 months, and then you might get 15. So,
okay.
But I can tell you that there's not a single lawsuit out there that will pay out less than probably $10,000 to $20,000, just because the city will pay before it will take it to court.
Do we have any idea of what I know it varies. So Tia spent a lot of time on this. What's this going to do to that time? Is it going to cut it in half? Is it taking the administrative part, but she still has to track down the records, or is it taking almost all of it?
It's taking almost all of it. And in some ways it's redistributing it, less footwork for her. And we'll definitely provide a better and more accurate record, but yeah, it will free up a lot of footwork.
More management, less.
Yes.
Less doing the actual copying.
Any other questions? Anybody online have any questions? Okay. So I guess I'm looking for a motion if the council's so willing to allow us to move forward with next request.
I'll make a motion to approve the request.
Okay, thank you. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Okay, opposed? Aye. Opposed? Okay. Yeah, hearing no negative, we'll assume that's stands approved. Thank you guys very much. Once we're up and running, I'd love for you to come in and take a look. I think you'll be pretty impressed. So thank you. Department head reports, Chief Didion.
All right. So this last batch of nasty weather wreaked havoc on the highway for us. We have several significant motor vehicle accidents, pretty severe, but we worked through it, and we're just hoping winter will finally give up and bring on summer. So this time is about all I have. The county's been working hard to transfer the civil service task for putting a test together for us. So I'm really hoping for good things with that. So more to come on that.
Okay. Police Chief Chuck Spohr said he would be on the road tonight, I believe. I don't think he's online. Is he? No. Okay. Public Works Director Eric Weiberg.
Just a few things. We're working with a new painting contractor for the their contractor for doing the inside paint and the exterior for the water tank. That's moving ahead again. They're going to try to get some of the work done this year versus waiting till next year. They're going to try to get all the exterior work completed to save some time. Then lastly, we're getting plenty of building permits, so it's keeping us busy, but it's exciting. We've got three new houses this week, so that's all good. If anybody has any questions, I'd be happy to try to answer them.
Eric, I had intended to call you today, and I'll just ask you, what's the status of the exhaust over at the restaurant?
Sunset was there today, and they're trying to track down parts to repair what's there or replace. So we should know more in the next day or so, hopefully.
Okay. So for those who are not aware, the exhaust system at the restaurant is not working. Not exhausting, and it got to the point where they said if it continued to run, it was going to catch on fire. So it's kind of wreaking havoc with their business right now. So anyway, thank you, Eric. I appreciate that. Okay, Clerk Treasurer, Kayla McIntosh.
I don't have really too much updates, just working to still learn my role every day. I'm learning something new. I am working with Bill and the county to hopefully get some testing for fire and EMT, and we ran those ads this week and for the next 3 weeks.
And police
as well. Yes. So I'll be working with them, and yeah, that's about it.
So thank you guys. I got a couple things I might just mention. I'm hoping that the civil service testing goes better than Raymond's or South Bend's did. We ran the ad for 6 weeks. We got three applicants. The day of the testing, two of them backed out. One tested and failed. So we actually spent about $3,000 to $3,500 for nothing. We got nobody. So we're at this point not quite sure what we're going to do. So we're South Bend's regrouping and trying to decide where to go from here. So I was thinking, Bill, I seen they were talking about a couple of firefighters that they were going to be terminated because they weren't going to get their COVID shot. I thought if we could reach out and see if their waiver would work. So, I mean, it's getting desperate. So is it Mike Norton?
Yes.
Okay. He is with Vegetation Management, correct?
Conservation District.
He came to our council meeting in South Bend last week, and he was going to be here today for Raymond's, but it didn't work out. So he asked, Tony asked if I could speak briefly about what his intentions are. He is looking to apply for a grant through the Conservation District that would potentially bring in someone. And the grant would fund all this. And I'm not sure, Eric, if he's talked to you at all about this. Has he, about the stormwater and the flooding? And has he talked to you?
No, not yet, but okay. I'm sure he'll be getting a hold of us.
Okay, so he wants to apply for a grant. This is just would be the first step. So he wants to know if the city of Raymond would be interested before he even takes that first step. And they would do, potentially this person would come in, work with the cities, do a study that would look at flooding within the cities, stormwater issues, and ways that the city potentially could alleviate those problems that they have. He was a little bit more in depth than me because he has more knowledge about it, obviously, than I do. But most importantly is he just wants to know if the city would be interested, because he doesn't want to go to all the work of starting the application and the city really have no interest in it. The city would not be committed to anything. if in the end, if in fact it ever got fully funded, the city wouldn't pay for anything. It would just be, the city would be a part of it. So that's all he would like to know, is if the city would be interested in seeing something like that and it come through. So I guess I just need to know if the city would be interested.
You need a nod of the head?
Yeah, I'm not a motion to Danny. Just sure. The city would be interested, I think. Isn't that what he was looking for?
That's right. That's
yeah. Right. Yeah. So I would say, and Steve, what do you think? And Heidi and...
I think we should be interested in it personally. Yes. Okay.
Okay. I would agree with Steve. It's something we should be looking at least.
And I assume Eric. Okay. And I assume Eric, that would be something you'd be willing to talk to him about. Yeah. Okay. So there you go. You can let him know that the city would be agreeable to move forward. All right. And last but not least, we have started union negotiations for the fire hall. We had our first meeting a couple of weeks ago, and we're having another meeting tomorrow. And there really isn't anything I can report other than we have a long list of wants and needs, and some are doable and some are negotiable. So at this point in time, none of it is terribly like, oh my God, this is awful. So, but we'll see how it all plays out, you know, how it goes. And we'll continue to work through. I was appreciative that they wanted to start early.
And are they doing, Bill, are they negotiating at local, or do they have a rep showing up?
At this time, it's local.
And we have hired someone to help us negotiate. The same, his name's Dan, and he's from Summit Law Group, and he's the same one that has helped the city in the past negotiate. So he came highly recommended, and he'll be meeting us tomorrow via Zoom early. Yeah. So it's just nice to hopefully get it started early. Get one out of the way. We have three this year. So. I know. So, council comments?
Should we talk about theater lighting?
Yes, please. Would you?
So, you guys remember, I don't know, a couple months ago, realized that there had been a grant for some lighting that never got put in. And then theater manager went out and got three bids for that. They came in. I took a look at them. I don't know if I looked at them as an Elder Ring or as a city person, but it doesn't matter.
Maybe both.
Yeah. I mean, I have worked on a lot of concerts in that place, so I know the good and the bad of the lighting there. And looked over the three bids and kind of came to the conclusion that I think what was asked for, and I got confirmation on this, the manager asked for kind of a like-for-like replacement. So what's in there right now are some spotlights on the side that are, in theory, colored, but the colors are all washed out at this point. A few spotlights on the top, and then a few lights on the top that give you a nice wash over the stage. And so that's what the bids all came back with. The problem is the current lighting gives you a very bad coverage on the stage. Really bright in some spots, really dark in some spots, and there's nothing you can do about it. So I think we shouldn't take any of those, would be my recommendation. I think we should go back to either those same three, because there's nothing wrong with the companies or with the bids, or reach out to more with a more formal kind of request for proposal, saying what we want. Because we don't want like-for-like replacement. We want better than what's there and simpler. Because that's the other thing, is the people that run that often have to be shown where the light control board is and where the switch is, and don't really know how to do it. We need something very simple, because that's who runs that a lot of the time. So I am willing to I'm willing to kind of put that request for a proposal together and let you or the manager or whoever ship it back out, and then we look at those bids instead, because I think that's going to get us a better system. You know, we could at the price we're looking at, we could get like for like replacement, but you know, we've got a system nobody likes that's right. And new and nobody likes it.
Is it old and nobody likes it? Is it likely to be more expensive?
I wouldn't think so. You know, the different, what I saw in those bids, spots versus washes versus the price difference between the types of lights is pretty small. And in fact, a lot of them these days, same light are very similar, and you set the zoom length and it either is a spot or it's a wash. Or it's, so the technology has come a long way to where, no, I don't think, you know, maybe $2,000 more, maybe $2,000 less, but not on a grand scale difference.
Not like $25,000.
Yeah. So but, that's what I think we should do there. It delays this a bit, but it's much better long term.
And I agree. I think that we need to do a request for proposals. It was sort of a kind of a knee-jerk reaction and let's do this quick. And it needed to be a request for proposals and, you know, maybe publish it in the Daily Journal of Commerce or something too. But certainly all three get the request as well, and they can rebid it based on that. And I really appreciate Ann's help. It's been a godsend because that's all Greek to me. Makes absolutely no sense to me whatsoever. So, and I appreciate, because I know it's taken time and I do appreciate that. So, all right. So just give me a shout if you need anything and we'll make that happen. So, all right. Any additional council comments in-house or online?
I make a motion to adjourn.
Thanks, Steve. Do I hear a second? Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
I'm not going to ask for a nay. Meeting adjourned. So, okay, are we offline?
No.